welcome to episode zero of Storm Champ. This is Storm Champ, the podcast that talks to normal people about their storms and how they're getting through it. My name is Carlos, and I'm one of the idea person behind this podcast, and I'm really excited to be here and working with these lovely ladies and a gentleman behind the scenes here. So,
my name is Angie, and I'm also one of the producers slash co-founder of Storm Champ, and for me, this is a real big passion project, and I'm really excited to get this discussion going.
Awesome. Thanks, Angie. This I'm Kim. I'm really excited to be on board with the project as well. You'll hear my voice fairly often here on the podcast. I like to talk with folks and dig a little deeper into their stories and hear what their storm has been about and how they've championed certain things from here and moving forward. So thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I think it's, this is, again, like Angie mentioned, this is a passion project for all of us. I think most of us have been going through some things in our lives over the past couple of years or maybe a few months or whatever. We actually just kind of came together by happenstance. We're throwing some ideas around and figured out like the three of them were really kind of thinking about putting a podcast together and talking about some different aspects of some things that were happening in their life. I was doing the same thing, and you know, one day kind of the universe brought us together and brought us together, and we're excited to come together and talk to normal people about what it takes to work through their storm, whether it's day by day, month by month, you know, what process do they take, and as well as share our ideas around how we are getting through our storms and figuring out like what worked for us and what didn't work for us. And we realize this isn't for everybody, but the people that it's going to touch, we know it's going to help them at some point.
So. Yeah, that's right.
And I think for me, like, it was Derek, Kim, and I had come together and wanted to talk, have a podcast about life in general. Yeah. And like have a discussion or content around just talking about the hardships of life, because I haven't really seen a lot of content out there that just talks about, man, life is fucking hard, you know? And for me, that was where the idea started. And then we happened to have a conversation because I have my own startup and talking about the struggles of that. And then you had talked about wanting to do a podcast, and that's how it all started formulating. And actually, like you said, the universe pulling us together to actually make it come to fruition.
You start realizing, like, after talking to several different people, that the same theories and the same, I guess, general topics start coming to the surface, right? And you start realizing patterns out there that maybe you didn't see that existed. And we've all been through something, you know, something big, something, you know, in general, if you want to get into politics, talk about our presidency, if you want to talk about student loans or the job search, or you want to talk about, you know, the holidays and the stress of what that includes. There's all sorts of things that we're dealing with on a regular basis as people in life. And I think it was just having personal conversations with a few of you guys and just realizing, you know, there's a lot to be learned, lessons learned, without having to necessarily go through the struggle of it personally. So I think it's really exciting to look ahead to the future of Storm Champ. And we're going to start to bring some guests on, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about what they've been facing in their life and some of the stories and the aha moments that kind of have gotten themselves back on track, whether that's in their family or in their business or in their personal life as well. So,
absolutely. And the idea, like, is if you're sharing your stories too, that you almost get encouragement, I think, from sharing those stories, to know that everybody's going through something.
Right.
I think I read like something on LinkedIn the other day where it was talking about that everybody's grieving. Mm-hmm. And if you look at everybody with compassion and the fact that they probably are grieving something, whether it's a loss of a job or a person or something non-physical or whatever, like everyone is going through something. And so that's, for me, what really Storm Champ is about, is the idea that we all can give each other encouragement when like shit hits the roof and it's like just really hard, you know?
Yeah, and I think the big thing that kind of hopefully differentiates us from other shows kind of in the same kind of space is we're really going to talk to like everyday people. At least that's the intent, right? For us to talk to everyday people. Because I know when I was going through my stuff and I was looking on YouTube and different videos or whatever, like you find some really good podcasts and find some really good videos, but they're talking to people that have already kind of made it and kind of maybe bigger or like maybe quasi-celebrity or whatever, right? And they've already done it. They're really successful at it. I think what I didn't find a lot of, like, is just people who are normal people that are willing to share their stories, willing to be a little bit vulnerable and kind of getting inspiration from that. So I think that was a gap that I saw in kind of what's out there already. And I'm hoping that we can work really hard to fill that gap and really highlight the people that are willing to be vulnerable, but are just, you know, people that you work with every day, people that you interact with every day, and really kind of telling their stories and pulling out those good nuggets of information that might help somebody else.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that how many times have you found inspiration or maybe just sort of misery loves company in the struggle that we're going through, right? So
right.
Those moments where you've seen somebody on the sidelines be really transparent with what they're facing, or somebody who's managing co-parenting maybe for the first couple of years, and you really just want to give them a pat on the back and say, you know, girl, you got this, mama, you got this.
Or
you're
I'm
gonna
in
make
it with
it.
You.
Right, or I'm in it with you, exactly.
Right.
And it's like, you think of those moments maybe in your life where you needed a cheerleader or somebody to just acknowledge that, you know, this is a hard thing that you are putting intentional effort towards. I think it's going to be really great to kind of hear how certain folks have championed different things. You know, you don't always get it right the first time, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing ever, even if it's the thousandth time we've done it. So it's going to be really cool to be able to kind of highlight what's been working for folks or maybe what they've realized in the moments when it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I think it's also important to point out that we're not necessarily going to like highlight people that have actually championed through it. It could be just like you said, just the storm piece, or you know, maybe we do focus on the champion piece, but
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, because as soon as you tuck it in and you get it nice and neatly put on the shelf, something else, life is going to throw you another lemon, I promise.
I know.
Yeah.
It's going to come right at you. So, I mean, that's interesting to think about. So you've met us a little bit here. We've talked a little bit about what the show is about and a little bit about who we are, but let's dig in a little bit deeper. So I'm going to be asking some questions to our crew here and to our guests.
Yay.
To kind of unpack a little bit about why they've come to Storm Champ, why they've decided to be highlighted and involved with our project here. And let's start just a little bit around that lemon idea. I don't know if y'all love lemonade as much as I do. I've been drinking it for a minute now. So let's think about one of our recent lemons, one of our recent storms in life. And if you want to dig in just maybe for a quick surface level view of one of those things, we could probably just get into it.
Yeah. So I think for me it was, you know, I've recently been dealing with depression, and it was the first time that I've ever dealt with depression in my life that I can recall. And I've always been the type of person that can kind of bounce back. I was always like a class half full kind of guy. But for this time, for whatever reason, just a lot of different things were kind of going wrong at the same time. And I started to churn on that a bit, and the churn got worse. And all of a sudden, I found myself in this kind of really dark, dismal, no light kind of place,
mm-hmm.
right? So
the worst.
Yeah, it was it was really kind of just different for me, and there was a lot of work that I put in to get out of that, right? And I still fight the demons. Like I know the darkness is still kind of lurking in the background,
mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of things that I worked on and did for myself to get out of what that was my storm. And you know, the big thing for me is being able to pass on what worked for me and what didn't work for me, and hopefully if I can. You know, I often talk about being able to help somebody through a moment or a minute or an hour of despair, then it was worth it for me. So
yeah. Thanks for sharing. How about you?
Oh, man. So, I mean, I feel like throughout my whole life, I've had so many different challenges. So I have to pick which ones.
Yeah,
but
fair.
The one that recently happened, I think I had like the worst year of my life.
Oh.
So it like started out with a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
Where I should have died. I don't know how I survived. My dog was thrown from the car. That started, was in a horrible work situation in which I was a part of a company in which I just didn't culturally fit. So every job I had just didn't seem the right place for me. So I was miserable.
Mm.
And to the point where, you know, was working extreme hours because this senior VP was demanding work by Monday, and I'm crying in my tub at night because I'm so stressed out.
Wow.
And was just like, God, you know, I can't live my life like this. And then fast forward a month later, was laid off from my job, which was a blessing yet a curse.
Yeah.
And something I've still been struggling with is just, you know, not feeling valuable. And I think I'm still going through that storm in which I have to build myself up and not feel depressed all the time,
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel valuable.
Yeah.
And then I started a startup. So there's those ups and downs with a startup.
Busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to just tell you my whole story. And then my grandmother died on top of it all. So
yeah.
The same year. So it all happened in 1 year. And so for me,
wow.
Storm Champ was just really this idea, like, if I'm going through this, like, other people have to be going through this too, and why aren't we having these discussions about, like, death? And I was kind of getting a little bit morbid there with just our mortality and thinking about it a lot when you lose a loved one. And so for me, what do people do to grieve, you know, to get through their grief? And that's kind of where Storm Champ has kind of been for me.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. No, it's some heavy stuff that comes at us. I feel like there's some recognition to the lightness and the stuff that goes right, and the stars align and things are going great. We see it on social media a lot, right? The world's most perfect lifestyle and all these things. But there's never really the flip side. We don't see the dark side of the moon too much when it comes to that. And to the points earlier made about why we want to do this project, we don't talk about it. A lot of times we might sit around with our friends or whatever, might talk some shit. We might, you know, you might expect when you get together with so-and-so that they're going to bring it up again and we're going to have to go around that same story. But we want this show to be a lot different, a lot more different than that. We want it to be something that folks can walk away with, whether you're watching us, you know, on video, or you're listening to our podcast. If you're clicking through our blog and reading some of our content that will come from the conversations we get into, we want people to be able to walk away from the experience, you know, knowing that Storm Champ is a wealth of resources. It might just be an inspirational quote for you. It might be a new recipe to try something out. It might be a story of how somebody got through crying all night and up again in the morning to face the interview because, you know, job searching sucks, you know? Yeah. So it's just something that we really hope tangibly people can walk away with. Something that makes their life a little bit better. They feel motivated and in line, right?
And I don't think it's negative at all, like, in the sense that, like, I think social media, like you said, portrays one aspect of people's life where it's just, everything's great, my life is perfect. And I'm sick of the fakeness, you know, of phoniness. That. The phoniness of it. And I want us to be really real and genuine and to, like, have a real discussion. Like, you're our friends and you're going through the stories with us as we share them with you. You know, for me, that's what I hope that we do for the audience.
Do you ever give your friend, like, the world's best advice and you're like, why can I never just take that for myself?
Absolutely.
Right?
Everyday kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's a big part of, like, me fixing myself was trying to follow not only other people's advice, but actually giving myself advice and internalizing that and applying it in my everyday life, right? Yeah. So that's so hard to do. I think we were talking a little bit off the air about ownership and just taking ownership of your life. And I think that's one of the most critical pieces of, one of the most critical things I did was actually taking that absolute ownership of my own life and figuring out, okay, I got to get myself out of this shit. Like, how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
Right, and tackling that every day.
Yeah, and I mean, the great thing about not having an answer and being so afraid of even asking that question is, like, I mean, there's really nowhere else to go but up. If you can't be any more wrong than nothing, right? So you gotta try something new. It's scary, but that's scary courage. That's wicked courage, right?
Yeah. And it's also okay to be in a bad place too. I think that, like, it's all right that you're struggling.
Yeah.
Like, we all have.
Like, it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, and by talking about, right, by talking about it and acknowledging that you might be going through something right now or I'm going through something right now, that it's okay. We can have those moments, but how do we get through it?
Absolutely.
Like you said, like, what are you doing to fix the problems that you're facing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely starts with community. I think that's something we're going to be able to offer folks through Storm Champ. I'm excited to see who comes on board and whose stories we get to dig into. We're honored to be able to talk with them, laugh a little bit about the shit show that is life sometimes, and just kind of just get into it all, you know? And we're looking forward to collecting content and sharing resources. I mean, we're all on different medias. We follow different podcasts and different, you know, authors and things like this. So we're going to be bringing on things that have been inspiring us and stuff that we really are into at this point in time. So I just really hope that folks appreciate just a platform to be able to share and showcase some of these really interesting stories. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited. They're going to be some good conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some really good stuff planned. We're looking forward to talking to everybody and being able to share not only our stories, but their stories
as well.
Please, we hope that you tune in. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're looking at us on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're on iTunes. And make sure you check out the blog at stormchamp.com. We'll be posting not only the podcast episodes, but we're going to be doing a lot of written kind of content too. To kind of help give good tips and tricks and things that have worked
share
for
our
us.
Stories.
Yeah, share our stories as well there. So we love your comments. We'll be on Facebook. We'll be on Instagram. So please follow us there. All of our social media links will be on the website. So mm-hmm. if you remember nothing else, remember stormchamp.com. Go there, and you will find everything that is the Storm Champ.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Yeah.